Once the amount of shared DNA is determined between two individuals, it is easy enough to determine the degree of relationship. If two individuals share 50% of their DNA, then they are first-degree relatives, 25%, second-degree, etc. There is a lot of information on this table, and there is no need to memorize it. However, it is useful to be able to think about the degree of relationship between two individuals and the amount of DNA they share. You may want to test your understanding of the concept by constructing a pedigree for some of the relationships in the first column and then seeing if you can determine the amount of shared DNA and then extrapolate to the degree of relationship.